this model, we will talk about the Verismo opera movement and its most significant composers. In the twilight of Giuseppe Verdi's career, a revolutionary artistic movement emerged in Italy. Verismo, derived from the Italian words vero, true, or verità, truth, Verismo could be linked to the essence of realism. Between approximately 1875 and the early 90s, this movement found its roots in a literary revolution, mirroring the realism that had first surfaced in the main 19th century French literature through the works of Flaubert, Zola, and de Maupassant. The Sicilian author Giovanni Verga was the prime Italian exponent of this movement. The 19th century had witnessed opera dominated by aristocratic tales, fairy tale scenarios, and mythological landscapes, far removed from the everyday experiences of the average audience. In the 1890s, inspired by realist writers, Italian composers embarked on a transformative journey, ushering in the era of Verismo. This movement rejected Romanticism's historical and mythical themes, opting instead to depict characters drawn from ordinary life and the darker facets of contemporary emotions. Verismo opera narratives unfolded with gritty plots, lower-class characters, and an abundance of sordid violence. A distinctive feature of Verismo lies in its realistic musical approach. Unlike previous genres, Verismo opera scores are mostly continuous, avoiding division into separate parts that could be easily used for concert performances by themselves, as is the case with the opera preceding Verismo. No Verismo melody fragment or leitmotifs is composed simply because it sounds pretty. The purpose of each bar of a Verismo score is to convey or reflect scenery, action, or a character's feelings. In this approach, Verismo composers may appear to have followed Wagner's method. Indeed, Wagner's influence on Verismo is obvious. Some of Wagner's operas contain the seeds of many future Verismo fragments and melodies. One of the pioneering figures in the Verismo movement was Pietro Mascagni, who presented the world with a groundbreaking Cavalleria Rusticana in 1890. Inspired by Verga's short novel and play of the same title, Mascagni created a 70-minute one-act opera that defied convention. The opera, set in a small Sicilian town on Easter Sunday at the end of 1800, delved into the lives of ordinary men and women, engaging in everyday activities such as work, church attendance, and winemaking. The opera shattered the psychological distance between the audience and the characters, offering a touching representation of real life. The plot unfolds with Turiddu's return from military service to find his fiancée Lola married to Alfio. Seeking revenge, Turiddu seduces Santuzza. As the narrative moves on, a web of jealousy, adultery, and revenge culminates in a deadly duel, leaving audiences haunted by the cries of a woman, proclaiming Turiddu's demise. Another masterpiece of Verismo is Ruggero Leoncavallo's Pagliacci, 1892. It is a tragic tale of love, jealousy, and murder among a touring band of clowns. This 70-minute opera, drawn from a real incident reported in the newspapers, combines a prologue and two acts to unfold the story of passion and betrayal. In the first act, set in Calabria in the second half of the 19th century, the small theatrical road company introduces characters like Canio, the manager, and Nedda, his wife, who has a secret affair with Silvio. The realistic portrayal of their lives sets the stage for the second act, where the performance mirrors Canio's emotional reality. In the middle of the play, he strongly asks, "Tell me his name," but his wife refuses to answer. The audience is excited by their realistic acting. Finally, Canio stabs Nedda to death with a knife. The audience screams in horror. Before her death, Nedda cried, "Help me, Silvio." Silvio appears in the audience, but he attempts to run away. At this point, Canio runs after him and stabs him too, proclaiming, "La commedia è finita." The comedy has ended. Another great composer of Verismo was Giacomo Puccini, probably the most important composer of Italian opera after Verdi. His three most celebrated operas, La Bohème, Tosca, and Madame Butterfly, exemplify the Verismo style. Initially not very successful, these three works eventually became Puccini's most frequently performed and recorded masterpieces. La Bohème, the fourth opera by Puccini, unfolds a tragic love story of a young, poor couple in Bohemian Paris around 1830. Puccini's unparalleled ability to capture scenes as they would appear in real life distinguishes him as the dominant opera composer of the 20th century. The touching first act scene, where Rodolfo and Mimi fall in love, presents the iconic arias "Che geli da manina" and "Sì, mi chiamano Mimi." In these Verismo operas, Puccini's genius is creating a profound emotional impact through realistic narrative, relatable characters, and musical intensity. The legacy of Verismo endures, forever altering the operatic landscape and offering audiences a visceral experience of human emotions on stage.